You know, Steve, you really haven't had a good New Year's until the police show up.
That's true. Yeah, that means it's been a tame New Year's if they haven't shown up.
Hey, shush you.
Hey, they were reveling right there, people.
What's up with that? Oh, my goodness. Huh? Oh, yeah. Somebody did not leave the CD player in a proper condition after they used it. My goodness.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible. We're just going to have to take that up with management, I think.
Yeah, and the radio police.
The radio police are going to come and get you. You're listening to The Rocktologists on WKRB 90.9 FM. I am Paul Curcio.
And I'm Steve Janowski.
And this is our New Year's Day special.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year, Paul. Great 2006 to you.
And a great 2006 to you. Thank you as well. This is great.
Yeah, we started out 2005 fantastically doing
this
show.
Yes, we did.
And
yes,
we're on the right track to have a banner year in 2006.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the new year and another year of giving Brooklyn great classic rock.
Yeah. We're the ones that have to do it. We're carrying the mantle.
Not Mickey Mantle.
Not Mickey. No, we're not carrying him, no.
That would be kind of morbid. That's the Halloween special.
That's the Halloween one, right.
Dig faster, Igor.
That's
anyway.
True.
So, what did we hear? Let's see. We started out with Mott the Hoople, the golden age of rock and roll, and that was... I should probably explain that this tonight's show is all requests.
All requests.
The genius of our listeners.
Yeah.
And really some terrific stuff.
Terrific
I'm really
stuff.
Impressed.
I
yeah.
am, too. I
really,
really am.
Great. I mean, Mott the Hoople, golden age of rock and roll for Dave from Ocean Parkway.
Yeah, great
Thank
request.
You,
great request.
Wonderful. Heart, Kick It Out.
Yeah.
That goes out for Gia.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And then after that, my wife, Cece, requested Guns N' Roses. I used to love her. That's for you, honey. That's for back in our Guns N' Roses days with the long hair and the leather jackets and the
yeah.
boots and all that. Yeah.
Great. That's, great song. Great request there also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, and it's a kicking version, right?
Yeah, that's a live version of that yeah, from 87 to 91 live recordings of Guns N' Roses. And just a great solo by Slash on there. Huh?
Terrific.
Really.
I really liked it. And it rocks. It rocks!
It rocks. That whole set rocked.
It rocked. All right. And we had after that, Sweet. There's a band you don't hear about much anymore.
Yeah, originally called The Sweet, but yeah, Sweet, Ballroom Blitz, right?
Yes, and that was...
Mark from Bay Parkway.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mark, thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Great suggestion.
Fantastic.
Although no one would ever accuse Sweet of not being FOEs.
Meaning?
Friends of Elton.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that. I heard different stories about that.
I don't know. Sounds like it to me. But anyway.
Great sound. Great glam band. I mean, glam rock is worth listening to. It really is.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
And we finished off that set with The Police and Voices Inside My Head. That was requested by Charlie, and it goes out to his amour, Kathy.
Oh, nice.
For this New Year's, I love young lovers, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm getting misty-eyed just thinking about that request. And
it's a nice request.
It is, really is. Very interesting request, by the way, not the typical Police song.
No, none of these are the typical songs by any of these artists.
Exactly.
Which means that we have the right kind of listeners.
That's right.
The ones who understand and appreciate our mission, which is to give the stuff on the air that, you know, you just don't get to hear anywhere else.
Yeah, because classic rock has such a deep library that you have to touch on songs that aren't played that often.
That's right, and so many of these songs are ignored by corporate radio. You hear us, corporate radio?
Right, and sometimes they're better than the songs that are really the mainstays that are played constantly.
Absolutely.
These songs are, yeah.
You're absolutely right. So what were, in your estimation, Steve, what are some of the top stories this year in classic rock?
Well, the Stones and U2 touring, those major mega tours that both of them have embarked on.
That's a big story.
And very successful tours, I might add, right?
Very successful. Well, that's where all the money is. You know?
Yeah.
But the touring, the merchandising, you know, selling T-shirts and all of that jazz. That's where they make their bucks.
Right.
Forget selling the albums.
That's true.
This is where they make the money, right?
And what else, another story that you were in?
I frankly felt that the demise of WCBS-FM was a big story for rock and roll in general, not just classic rock.
I agree with that.
Terrific loss that just can't be replaced. I really felt it this year at Christmas time when you didn't have those great rock and roll Christmas songs all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you lost a lot.
But that's a major loss. I agree. That is one of the biggest stories.
Yeah.
100% right.
That's New York, man. And Steve, one more for you?
The McCartney album was really hailed by critics as a great, great album, the new McCartney album.
Yeah, I liked it. I picked it up, and I know you have it, too.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with it. It's his best work in a long time. I still think he could do better, but that's my opinion.
Chaos and Creation in the Backyard.
Good album.
Yeah.
A very good album. So that leaves us with There we go. Now it's on at the right time.
Okay.
That leads us to our next set of songs, Steve.
Yes, on WKRB 90.9 FM, we are the Rocktologists.
And this is Abraxas Pool with Cruisin'. This is Free Joe in Manhattan Beach. Enjoy it, Joe.